He is the brand spanking new head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Can we still say that? It's a day late.
Yeah.
He's coached his first game. You know,
so he's not a rookie coach anymore? He's
undefeated and untied. Here is Ken Hitchcock. Well, welcome back. I thought you were retired, Hitchcock.
Brand spanking new is not a name I'd use for me.
Well, congratulations on the gig. I mean, so let me start with this. Would I be wrong to say there might not be another job if you were offered it that you would have taken? But this one, you just, because of your history, you couldn't say no?
Yeah, you're 100% correct.
Really, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, there was other stuff, you know, when it came up that, you know, I was shocked and surprised at the call, and it didn't take me long to think about it. I mean, there's, you know, I like being responsible for the outcome of games, and I feel that Edmonton's given me, between Edmonton and Sherwood Park, they gave me everything. Mm-hmm. Everything in my life turned positive because of where I worked there and where I coached there, and they wanted to know if I wanted to help, and I couldn't pass it up.
So we know you have a long-time relationship with Bob Nicholson. We know you have the same kind of relationship historically. And I'm dealing with, you know, principally Olympic teams with Gretzky, who has obviously an involvement of some sort with the franchise. Is their presence influential in your decision to take the job? Did you talk to either one of them before you said yes?
No, I talked to Nick, you know, as it was winding up towards the end of the day, but I really just talked to Peter. Peter and I became very close in the Olympics in Sochi, and you know, he was part of that management crew, and we got along really well. We hit it off, and I talked pretty much to Peter. But then, you know, as the day went by yesterday before the game, then I talked to Kevin and Wayne and Bob Nicholson, and that we, you know, I've had history with all the guys, great history, and I talked to those guys, and you know, they kind of gave me their opinion of what was there and what wasn't, and what needed to help the guys. And so, yeah, that's a huge part of this. There's an obligation from me that, you know, there's not just a friendship, but there's a working relationship that's very, very strong in the ultimate, most competitive environment that the Olympic Games are. And again, that was a major factor in going to Edmonton.
So what was your first message when you sat with the players yesterday?
I just said, I really feel strongly that a good coach can take players to a place they can't get to themselves. And I said, if you're willing to listen and learn, I'll help you get there. I said, in order for me to do that, I got to be strict, open with you guys of what I'm like, good, bad, ugly. Here's what I'm like. And I just explained myself to them. And I said, if you're willing to accept that, then I can take you to places you can't get to yourself. And that's what good coaches have to do. And the players have to buy into that if you want to be successful. And I told them, I said, it's not going to be comfortable at times, but you got to understand something. And that's the NHL. And that's professional sports, is that I really admire hockey players. I think they make the biggest sacrifice of any of the four major sports. And I admire what they do, and I admire them as people. And they're 90% of our league is so grounded as players. And I said, I really admire you, but part of that believing is I believe in your potential. So I'm going to push, and I'm going to push hard. And how you respond to that is going to determine how well we do.
And most of that pushing would occur at practice, would occur behind the bench during a game. When do you become your most forceful?
At practice, not on the bench behind the game. It's 90% at practice and 10% in between periods or pregame preparation. It's not on the bench. You know, they're turned loose, let them play. But I'm a perfectionist at practice. I feel if you can chase perfection and try to find it somewhere along the line, you're going to get to excellence. And that's what I told him. That's where I want to get to. And I said, so I'm going to be really demanding at practice. And I'm going to be hold everybody accountable. It's going to be hard. It's going to be short. And sometimes it's not going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to get us better really quickly.
With the new coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Ken Hitchcock. So, like many, we're tuned in last night, but seconds in, boom, boom, and it's 1-0. You've been down this road a lot of times, but give me your reaction when they score so quickly on you. Did you go, uh-oh?
No, you know what, Bob? It was when I went on to the bench, it was the only time the whole game and the only time during the day that I was not nervous. I was nervous the whole day.
Really?
Nervous about letting people down, nervous about, everything. Dealing with the media, saying the right thing, being respectful for Todd because he did such a great job there. I was really nervous. And then as soon as I walked onto the ice, it's the dumbest walk in hockey to go on that bench. You got to go around it, around the ice surface. I just got calmer and calmer to where I went onto the bench, and it felt like, okay, I'm home again. I wish I would have never left the bench, and I felt really comfortable there, and I wasn't worried, and I was so impressed with the way, that was the guy's third game in four nights with a ton of travel, and that's a heck of a team. San Jose's got a great team, and the way we played in the third period, it was impressive, and it gave us something to build on. And I felt calm the whole game, but I was not calm before the game, nor was I calm after. I was still very nervous away from my wheelhouse, which is the game.
Did you practice today, or did you give him the day off?
These are one of these deals, boys. It's the mandatory days off,
Oh, one of those,
NHL, with the 4 a month, So I was itching to go, but I got to hold off for a day. But I should be pretty close to a bear in heat tomorrow, so I'll be ready to go tomorrow.
I don't think I want to. I don't have a visual of that. So the other thing that I think some of us noticed was you were pretty adamant of getting McDavid out there a lot more, and you did a lot more line matching.
Yeah.
And that to me will take advantage of the stallion that McDavid is. Is that fair?
Yeah, I knew him as a player, but when you have a player that's on your bench, you get a whole different feel for somebody. What looks good on TV, or you coach against him once in a while, three times a year, big deal. You get a certain feel for a player. What shocked me was his cardiovascular ability to recover so quickly. And when the game stayed 5-on-5, I just thought, what am I doing? Let's get this guy out every second shift because his recovery rate is so high. He's back in play mentally and physically so quickly. Well, let's get him out there. And so when I started to double him up, it made two lines look very good. And that was really good for us because I think it helped the both lines that he played on, and I think he got him more and more into the game too, and he was really effective.
The other guy that I think's under the spotlight more than any other in Edmonton, I'm not going to ask you about goaltending because that's a different animal, is Milan Lucic. What are you going to do, and how can you help Milan Lucic get out of this funk?
Well, I think, first of all, talking about the funk of scoring is not relevant for me. There's a lot more things that go into this thing before he's going to put the puck in the net. But I kind of had a read video-wise when I watched the two games playing that I thought, there's some things that need to change. And then the same thing happened in the game. So I think he's one of the players that I can have the biggest impact with, him and Cassian. I think both guys have the right conscience and they want to do well, but I think I can help those guys out the quickest. And it's little things that make a huge difference. And I think if we get a couple of licks in at practice with them, that we can make a big difference in both their games right away.
Last time we talked to you, you insisted that you were done. That was the end of it.
No, it was going to be his golf. It was going to be better.
Yeah, and I bought into that because I trust you. Shannon didn't. He kept telling me, don't bet against him coming back again, and here you are. So, and you look great.
You know what? Thanks. You know what? I was telling people that today, it was a really good quiet life because I was working hard on my golf game. My sole purpose is to kick Shannon's ass,
yeah,
which I will do next summer.
It ain't that hard, but go ahead.
I know, but he for a little guy, he hits it pretty long off the tee, so I had to get lessons to fix that. But the thing I missed more than anything, it was a really good quiet life, Bob, but I miss my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my friends are in hockey, and I started to really miss them. And I started to miss the dialogue and the debate and all the discussions. And in 2 days, I'm really invigorated by just talking to people. Like, you get in that life where you're out of the limelight, it's not the limelight I crave. It's my friends, and it's the friends you get from hockey that you miss, and you want to be around them. I really miss that part of it, and especially with how many I have in Edmonton and how close I am to that community and the people and all the kids that I coached in midget hockey, a lot of them are season ticket holders now.
Yeah.
Some are even in suite holders. Mm. And so, you know, these are players that I'm playing for that are going to be sitting in the stands that watched me, that have watched my career, and I miss those people, and I miss all the people from the game, and I want to be around them.
Well, I said this on text to you yesterday. Claire Drake would be proud of you.
Yeah, and that's what Billy said. Billy Moore's called yesterday, and you know that for me was like he's a big part of everybody's life from Edmonton. But it's the whole thing, you know. It's like I know how proud the store is that I'm coming back, and I, you know, again, that's the pressure on me that I got to deal with. I don't want to let people down, and I want to give it everything I got, but I got to tell you, I mean, maybe I'm just a hopeful kind of guy, but after one game and watching the disposition, I think there's a lot here to work with, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you got a road trip to get through before you get back to Edmonton, and whatever happens there, and it'll be a lot of attention for at least a short period of time. We want to thank you very much. We're glad to have you back, Hitch, and we want to thank you, as always, for taking a few minutes to join us today. We wish you the best of luck. We'll keep our eye on the Edmonton Oilers. Thanks, pal.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks for having me on.